You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Ooh. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. 90 day. You know, 90 days is going to make us jump off a cliff here.
I think it's just so staged and it's too bad. They have a great concept and
you know what's in my
head too hard.
Again, as I watched this was like, do they have editors for this show? Like, I'm not even kidding you.
I know.
Who makes the decisions on what is
terrible?
Included? Because it's like, I had to watch, like, let's say Stephen and Elena, for example.
Oh, God.
We had to watch 7 scenes of them having the same conversation.
The dumbest conversation.
With no resolution.
Oh.
And it's like, that's, what are we, farming through trash to get those supposed gems of
they
content? Or like, what's the process happening?
Well, Corey's love of ketchup, fat ass. I know. It's like, shut up.
The only thing I enjoyed.
Oh, it was. Top tier
Jenny
TV.
And Samit. I will watch that 100
Who would have thought? Oh my
and listen,
God.
For
She's
that,
a star.
I'll stand corrected. The mom
was worth it. Yes.
The mom.
I have chills.
The way she was looking at Jenny in the kitchen
and smiling at her while telling her she's useless.
And I love Jenny's like, I think it's going really well. I think
it's just like her relationship with freaking Samit.
Oh my
Learn
God.
Learn some Hindi.
Obvious. Okay. Here. All right. We're going to start there with Jenny and Samit. Samit, when he goes, you know, my hope is that they're back to being friends. They were great friends in 2013. How are you great friends if you don't speak? No one's communicating, but you were great friends. I don't understand that. How's that possible?
And why is it any different? Are they dumb too? What did you think that old lady was in your house for? They're pen pals. He was showing her the sights.
Right. What did they think? Maybe they got like a worker from America. Like, I don't know what they
She
thought.
Obviously wasn't cleaning nothing.
No, she wasn't doing shit. I guess what I'm continuing to mystified here, which I guess is maybe why 90 Day continues to show us as couples. Like, what is Samit's end game? He knows his mother. He's spent 33 years on Earth with this savage of a woman.
Oh,
what is
great.
She gonna do? Like, she's never gonna accept it ever. I just don't believe it. I really
they are
don't.
Gonna be living with his parents.
That's
and I love
solution.
It.
And it's just gonna be like Jenny's just gonna be getting worked for till her death.
And she'll live forever. And so will those parents.
Like 105.
I think. I mean, I believe. Maybe this was his whole plot. To scam them back into, I did kind of believe him with the COVID, his reasoning. I don't know why I believe Samit, but if I had a mother that cooked me Indian food like that, shit, sign me up. Oh my God. I think it's delicious.
The way she was teaching her. You know what I loved is if anyone has ever watched like a chef competition show, like Top Chef or something, when they're given those hand pressure cookers and they can't close it. That was Jenny like trying to get the top on. And she's like, you don't know how to use it. Don't you? You don't know.
I don't know what Jenny could do to make the mom like her, but it's just an energy at this point, I guess. Huh?
I think what she wants is somebody who's going to follow her every direction and like not just follow the directions, but like she wants to see people actively taking notes. You know what I mean? She wants you on her ass watching every single thing she's doing, taking note, kissing the ring, essentially, you know,
to learn from that woman. She should. God, yeah. I wish Tyler would take some notes, cook me some good naan.
When she's like, the vibe I'm getting is very positive.
She is so dumb.
She's so dumb.
I don't feel bad for Jenny at all.
Oh, I don't either.
Don't blow your nose. The mom's right. You're disgusting. I mean, the way they're looking at her while she's blowing that schnoz and then putting it on the table, I'm grossed out too.
Okay. Did you see the preview for next week where supposedly Jenny has diarrhea and the mom's like, listen, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with her. I could have 7 diarrheas and I'm good to go.
They live on diarrhea.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. And that is their way. I mean, my old boss, he would talk like, about all the stomach issues. You got to be really careful. And their stomachs are solid. Oh, yeah. Jenny's laying there dead on her deathbed. COVID didn't take her out, but the diarrhea will. Jenny's never leaving.
No.
She will live there.
When they sat down on the couch and then she's like, I mean, imagine what they will say to Jenny. Whoa, what an old woman.
Old hag. That's his grandma.
To be his grandmother.
If you have to say to your mother-in-law, I could be as old as his mother, not his grandmother. Yeah. I think there's correction. An issue there.
Oh, that was hilarious. I loved how outraged Jenny was by that comment. It's like, oh my God. I mean, honestly, probably could be his grandmother if you lived in America in like the rural areas where there's no birth control or education. I'm pretty sure
the math is definitely 2 generations. Could work out.
Yeah, definitely could.
I think she's hilarious. You're useless. Oh, I think this is going very positive. You're so dumb, Jenny.
The best was when the mom and the husband were in the room, like getting ready for bed or whatever. And I also love they brought their own sheets. But she's pillows. Like,
yeah, I did love that.
Like, I was explaining things with love. Like, and the husband's like, mm-hmm. He's completely laid down. Oh, yeah. He doesn't give a shit. He knows she's full of it. And he's
along for
it.
The ride.
Oh, it's hilarious. Watching someone with no backbone. Like, he's just literally anything she says. He's like, yeah, absolutely.
I can't imagine her going to like a market or something. The tides must part when she walks into the room. She is a powerhouse.
She's a force. And she is. And she just doesn't back down, which is like a horrible quality in a mother-in-law, right? But hilarious to see. Oh my God.
The blowing of the nose and putting it on the tape, put that in the dustbin. Oh, it's so great. A lot happened in that day. They cooked a whole dinner. They did more than Jenny's done in 6 months.
Jenny's exhausted. That's why she's laying down like that. She's never worked so hard in her life.
The meat loves it. The smiles on his face when he's watching, and he leaves the room. He leaves poor Jenny alone.
The pure joy. It's just, oh my God. It's
how can Jenny grocery shop and not know what flour is by this point? She's lived there about a year, probably, or like, even more time.
Where's the flour? She's like, you know, it's like, Jenny, wake up.
I don't blame the mom at all for not knowing English. I blame Jenny for not knowing you're in their house.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. It's not her responsibility to be able to communicate
with
you.
Pretty cool how these kids learn English and help the parents out. I just love that.
Yeah. You know, the only reason I give Steven and Elena any props as a couple is because they speak the same language and figured out how to communicate with each other. Like, that says something. Maybe just that they have an interest in the same language, but like, just
his
that
psychopathic nature, it even shows more. He is fluently just rolling off the tongue like he was born
Russian.
There.
I know. It's amazing. That's not Spanish, right?
It's
like
brain
Russian
power.
Is like a it's Russian. Different language. You know
it's
what I mean? It's
hard.
Like,
it seems hard.
It's just not something that's intuitive to Americans at all to like figure out how to learn or hear.
Or common to learn. You really have to go out of your way to learn that. Like it's either very predatory or he's
I was just
going to
say like a freak. I don't know. Like if you're not in the State Department trying to be a Foreign Service officer, like why are you learning
watching
Russian
porn? And he's like, I got to learn the language. I don't know. And him naked in the bathhouse, it echoes in here really loud. Then he's spilling all their dirty laundry in the bathhouse. What kind of cameraman had to sit in that hot freaking.
Ugh. You know, did I tell you about the Korean spa I went to?
No.
Oh my God. So if anybody's ever been to a Korean spa, you already know what it's like. But like I had heard that. OK, so you're like naked and they scrub you. OK. And like you're supposed to feel very clean. But I was kind of like, is everybody in one room? Like, how naked are you? You know, whatever. So you get in. They had like a steam room. This is what made me think of it. And like a sauna, whatever. But they bring you into this area. They're Korean women. They're all dressed in like kind of sports lingerie. Like they're in bras and like underwear just because like it's so wet in there, and it's like you're in a processing room from a meat plant. Like you lay on this, you lay on a massage bed that's covered in like plastic,
like a metal table you're gonna give birth on,
and they're scrubbing you, and then they're like sloughing water on you from a bucket, and then they just keep doing it. And I felt like you can feel your skin. It's disgusting. Like the amount of dirt coming out of your skin. You need to do it because you're like a clean freak.
I want to.
By the time it was over, I felt like a newborn. Like, skin. I went like this, and I was like, I've never felt like my shoulder. This is in San Diego. I felt
downtown
so
clean. Hillcrest?
It was in Claremont, like kind of by where Chris lives.
How long ago was this?
I did it when I was there in August.
Oh my God.
They pull your legs open to the side. Like this was the part where like you felt like you're violated. Like they turn you to the side, they like pull open your legs, and they're scrubbing.
They wax
like, they're just abusing you, but you feel so clean afterwards. It's a crazy
experience. Me there. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go over Christmas. So
I'd love to go with you. Yeah,
it's bizarre.
Please.
But you leave feeling the cleanest you felt as an adult, I would say.
Oh, so you went, and now you're looking forward to going again.
Oh yeah, and now I know what to expect. It won't be so abrupt. Like,
oh my
I
God, please invite me. I want to go.
Yeah. I can lean in without feeling like, you know, death.
Anytime you go to a spa, invite me. I will always go. I love shit like that.
Yeah, it was a crazy experience. Pure chaos.
There's nothing better than spending money on a massage, anything. I love that.
It honestly is worth it. All
the time.
You just
better.
Always feel, except the last massage I got here afterwards, I felt like the second the massage started, it felt like a scene from like a spoof. She was on top of my back.
Like Courtney Cox.
No, like she like hopped on top of my back and then was like, she was tiny, obviously, but she was like working like up above with her elbows. I was like, this is not what I signed up for.
It can get aggressive.
I was sore.
It can hurt.
Fuck the next day. Yeah, it was not cool.
It's crazy to think you can be that sore, like a workout from a massage.
Oh, it was terrible. I felt like I'd been abused. And then 2 days
later,
I felt great.
The blood
but
flowing though. Huh?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I didn't recover it properly.
Oh man. But I could care less about his Instagram. I mean, I find him funny. I'm team Steven. Oh, who doesn't have a cell phone?
My issue is he never wanted to give up the social media, obviously. Like he blatantly says, like, I just thought you would forget about it and that would be it. He then proceeds to tell her he's going to do it when he knows he's never going to do it.
No.
And then she blatantly knows he's not going to do it. Not only is he not going to do it, he's talking to your friend and really didn't give you any kind of solid explanation.
You're just inviting her to come swimming.
And you're just taking it. And she's just like, oh, you annoy me. It's like, what? She knows this is a terrible idea.
I find it hilarious that a man that no one wants, he's on national television and no one wants him. And she's worried about how many women he's hitting up on Instagram.
Well, look, though, he's hitting them up.
I know. Well, I feel like that's the only one.
Right. I would hope.
He thinks it's a whole slew of women, but it's really this.
Well, what? What did he say? He's kissed hundreds of women.
He's such a creep. Maybe at Magic Camp or something.
Magic Camp.
He's
crazy.
He's a freak. She drives me nuts, too.
Me, too.
I can't stand her. I understand she's young, but
I judge her at this point.
I can't with her. No. They look so alike. It freaks me out. I can't with them. She's bugging me. Yeah, they look like brother and sister to me so much. No,
really.
I feel like they've really popped out of the womb. He's the long lost brother. They're going to do 23andMe and it's going to be a hard conversation. I just can't stand either of them. I hate their storyline. I hate them.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, all of these couples are unwatchable to me other than, which I never thought I would say, is Jenny and Smee.
Oh, I know. The mom's a star.
A star. Star of
it's like put me to sleep when you're sitting there talking, I want you to get rid of your Instagram, and then they go to the bathhouse. There's nothing exciting going on.
No,
nothing.
They're having the same conversation in multiple locations,
it's
and
so
then it
boring
leaves with nothing. It's the same to me with Evelyn and Corey. Like,
oh god, it's unwatchable. So
I
fake.
Couldn't even get through it. I really couldn't.
She cheats on him, then they break up, he's screwing someone else, she got into a car accident, he didn't care about her,
right.
He cooks some burgers that he really likes, he dressed up for the occasion, blah blah blah. It's so dumb.
It's there I don't even know what the point of Evelyn and Corey was, because the charade is just continuing. Like, there's so much stuff that wasn't told to the viewer before we got into this season. And then it's like, wait, what? What car accident? And what about the, you know what I mean? It's like, what's
this
real?
This was such a huge issue. Yeah. Wouldn't this car accident be, you right. got hit by it and we don't hear about any of it. It's just so, so, and they're both so unlikable.
Very unlikable. Like, just deeply not anybody you want to root for or be friends with or watch.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Can't stand them. Who else is on this terrible show?
Ari and Binny.
They're kind of compelling, I guess.
Yeah.
Binyam's Homer Simpson of Ethiopia. I feel they both have points. She needs to just let, I don't think Binyam's cheating. He's just trying to keep his mind busy, right?
Yes. I don't think he's cheating. No. But then it seems like in the preview next week, she's like, who are you fucking?
Is she nuts or is she?
Right. Or is she spot on? I don't know.
Did you see that thing that I sent, that I put up on her Instagram about Binyam's ex?
Oh, yeah. So explain it to me. What happened?
Or I guess, God, I feel like it's been 100 years. So when she was pregnant, they had, the baby came up with some type of intestinal problem. It sounds like must be, it's weird that he has an intestinal issue too, the baby. So it must be a genetic type situation.
Okay.
And so the baby needed surgery in the United States. Oh God, I'm going to get it all wrong. I wish you would have read it, because I feel like I'm mixing it up. Either she had to deliver the baby in the United States because of this health issue with the baby. Okay. And so he got special treatment. Her parents are some type of, they must be loaded, these people. Okay. They get him a, he can come for the birth.
Okay.
And they don't really get into what happens after. They were both going to go back to Ethiopia. He was going to help with soccer league. She was going to help kids. And I don't know what happened, but sounded like this baby was born with an issue, intestinal issue, just like this little baby. So it's kind of weird.
That is weird. Huh.
And it sounds like she was trying. It made me feel worse, feel, you know, a little bit more sympathy for the baby moms. But I don't know what happened, why they're not together. But Binyam seems to, he does seem, act a little aloof, like, my phone's on airplane mode for 3 hours.
The difference between how he acted before she left, like desperation, do not leave. And then when she's gone, he's like, oh, my phone was up. Like, who cares? I feel, I'm not somebody who wants to be up somebody's ass 24/7. So like,
and a time difference, right?
Yeah. Like I'm not, I don't get that part. I guess where I feel her is like, if something happened, I do want to be able to get in contact with you, not just know that your fucking phone's off. You know, I get that.
I had an ex-boyfriend who my gut instinct was that he was a dog. He turned out to be a dog. I would probably have been more like her up his ass. But with Tyler, I trust him. Hopefully he's not a loser and does something weird. But I would feel like if you do trust someone, you really don't think that you wouldn't be. So I don't know who to believe.
Yeah, I guess you kind of just have to.
I mean,
you
like
know,
Binyam.
You've been cheated on, like the insecurities that come with that.
But you
have to
listen
that.
To your gut.
Yeah, and you have to fight it from impacting future relationships.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if she's
or I
doing.
Feel like there's a vibe, you know. And he doesn't seem to me to be doing anything wrong. He wants his family back. I don't know. He's just busy. I mean, he's a young guy. Of course he's going to go out to clubs and stuff with his friends to stay busy. Yeah. That's where he worked all night. Now you're upset about it?
It's his employment. I don't know. She's
just
coming in hot
with that face. And how she's got facial work done. She looks dumb.
Yeah, her face looks crazy.
It's not in this episode, not yet, but the next episode where she says she's not going back to Ethiopia, her face is all plumped up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks ridiculous.
Yeah, it does.
And how come I thought that this was an emergency surgery? We're just waiting around. I thought your dad's the top dog at the hospital. Now we can't get a freaking surgery date. Don't buy it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. They did say it needs to happen as soon as possible.
They made it seem like they were cutting him open and not in the freaking airplane.
Right.
God. I mean, if my kid had some issue where his stomach was bulging crazy in his intestines,
I'm at the doctor.
I would
every
be
day
going nuts.
Yeah. Surgery's happening. It's crazy.
especially if my dad is whatever, right? That's the point they were going there for.
Right.
And they said it was scheduled and that she would be back in a month. Now it's been a month. This kid hasn't even had surgery.
Crazy.
It's all a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it is. And I am interested to see how he ends up in America.
Yeah, I am too.
How does that happen? But I don't want to watch an entire season to get there. I'd like just three.
Hate America, how hard they make it to come in.
I know. It's ridiculous.
If somebody wants to come, freaking let them come. Especially if they have a kid.
Yeah. And it's just there. It's so hard as a non-American to take advantage of the American system, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like to become a taker where you're like, I don't know what I don't even know what takers are, but people on social assistance, like all of those arguments, that is a process.
Yeah.
People aren't just handing people shit in the street, you know?
No.
It's like, come on. That argument is so dumb.
Right. I just don't get it. Ari is so easy to hate, you know. I can understand she's frustrated, but I mean, with the time difference and stuff, if you think he's cheating on you, freaking move on.
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
No, it's just I think she's somebody who always wants control. And if she doesn't have control and he's not kissing her ass, she's unsettled, you know?
God, why don't her parents tell her she looks like an idiot with her face all pumped up?
Yeah.
She was a pretty girl. I mean, what the hell? Ari's not even going to recognize you.
Right.
I mean, Binyam's not going to recognize you.
Oh, the last one.
What loser is this? Oh. I can see why Kenny and his wife got divorced because he cries all the time.
I guess the only thing where I was like, again, conversations that should have been had when he's like, you know, I guess Kenny, after he talked to his daughter, he's like, I guess, you know, like, we should have discussed that more about like him maybe moving to America.
Think?
It's like, what? You should, of course you should have had the conversation.
I think in the back of his mind, maybe people always think they're going to come to America.
Right. He moved there. So it's like, he made a conscious decision.
Right.
I think that, they should. I don't know what's keeping Armando. I understand it's his home, but like, it doesn't seem like he sees his family a lot. What's the support for Hannah outside of the two of them where they live? I don't even know.
It seems like they should just move to Florida.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
And then I don't think they have. Maybe Armando just seems so happy. He's like a simple man or something, I guess.
Yeah.
But
are we going to watch this entire season? There's not even going to be a wedding at the end because this has to be over soon, right?
Next week, they're fighting over the sunset at the wedding. It's like, who cares?
We know.
And him crying, though, I understand he's sad and stuff, but it seems like he was too close to his kids to leave in the first place.
I know. It's almost shocking that he left, period, right?
Armando maybe should take into account, because I can understand maybe you do it and you really are in the heat of the moment. And now it's like life settling in. It's lonely. Maybe even if they were around Armando's family, that would fill a little bit of the hole.
Right.
I mean, it seems very isolated. Why does everybody have to be
away?
We're not going to be with our.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like they're both away from their support systems. And to your point, like it seems like Kenny had a very codependent relationship with his kids to the point of like maybe borderline
sickness
too much.
Yeah.
So it's amazing he actually left. To be real, shocks me.
I mean, it's sweet that he cares so much, but
no, it's very sweet.
I've never been on the phone with my dad sobbing ever.
No, and but also just like
sobbing,
and like the idea that your adult you can't let your adult children like live their life or something like that's odd too. Like they're adults, they're not teen pregnancies, you know?
I know.
Like,
and why was he? And he was raising this kid every single day. What was going on there?
Yeah, I don't know.
And they did have the baby, I saw, and he's there with the kids. So,
okay. Good.
Take some more trips. Maybe I feel like maybe COVID is what's making him sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. COVID's, you got to travel
hard.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes it very challenging.
Are you going to get a booster? Do we need a booster?
Yeah, I'm getting a booster. I'll take a shot a month.
Because I got it March. April, May, June, July.
Yeah, we're not eligible
August.
Yet, though. It's still, I think they're only doing right now like the 85 and
this other radio show I listened to. One guy wasn't vaccinated, idiot, but two of them were. They all got sick, and the one lost his sense of taste and smell, whatever. I don't want to lose that, but the other two are really sick, and like if it's wearing off, like boost me back up, baby.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, I'm doing a booster for sure. As soon as we can, I'm doing it. Boost me up.
These notaries' houses, and now I'm just like, oh, I'll just wear my mask, and if it's just so awkward to have to ask these people, and some people are like, oh yeah, I have a mask. Some people are so compliant. Some people really, you can really tell. I had to do a notary in an RV, and these people are like, yeah, we have a mask somewhere. And it's like, I'm not going to ask people twice. It's just awkward. I just pray.
Do you ask them ahead of time?
I do. Yeah, and they're good. Like, oh, we have a mask somewhere around here. God. They're done with it.
Right.
What is so hard with a freaking mask? Like the therapist on 90 Day Fiance. Oh, I'm glad we could meet outside. I mean, it is pretty, so I can't wear a mask. What is the problem?
I don't know. It's really,
I mean, bother you that much.
I think also sometimes people are wearing the wrong masks. Like,
yeah, it doesn't bother
when you're wearing a super thick fucking mask where you feel like you're going to die, like triple, quadruple, and it's thick and it's not the right material.
Yeah.
Like you just got to find the right mask.
These teachers are wearing masks all day long. Doctors,
a lot of people are.
Kids are.
Like I've said, in Nevada, in Vegas, you cannot enter a space without a mask on. Like it's just, you can't go into a store, nothing. It's like, very strict.
I wish that the United States, it would have been nice, I guess, instead of, because we're kind of in the same spot, not really, I guess, but we didn't know, but if you had a, what is it called? A miracle ball or a crystal ball. If they could have just said, we're going to keep everything open the way, but everyone just wear masks, you know, because that's kind of where we ended up anyway.
Yes. Yes.
Then it would have been nice. I feel like people were so nuts about shutting down America that they hold a mask as like that symbol or something.
Yes. I think that's a very good analysis. I think it would. But we just didn't have the information.
We didn't know. Right. It's like some deadly. I have pictures of me on the beach with a mask on. It's like I was so scared this thing was airborne. I'm going to die of, you know, it kind of is. But I mean, and now I'm not it. You know, I don't know. But it's just interesting. It's so crazy to think 20 years from now, looking back, we'll see all these pictures of masks. It's such a time.
We might still be wearing masks. Who
knows? Right. I know. I don't see an article ending.
I read an article about New York, like switching their perspective from like a pandemic to an endemic, meaning it's just going to continue. And that to you, it's just going to be about mass and open. Like that's going to be, and you're always taking a risk and you're associating, you know, you're making your own decisions about how much risk you're going to take on based off your health.
Your house value, you'll probably be living as the water rises and California will be gone, Florida will be gone. Vegas is going to be the new New York City, you know? I mean, it's still already, but Tyler and I were talking about this, like these inland cities 100 years from now are going to be the top.
It's crazy. You know,
Sterling's going to be the owner of like top property.
Yeah, there we go. He stays in line.
Yeah. All right, guys. He makes the will.
He makes the cut. All right, guys. We'll be back. Don't you fear.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.